This seems to be one of the more difficult topics to discuss. What is this thing called love? It seems everybody has a different idea about love. Why do you fall in love with one person but not another person? Well, the sociobiology people, they would tend to say that you fall in love unconsciously with somebody that's a good genetic match or something like that. Boy, she'll produce nice kids, so I love her. Now, sometimes women like guys that are tall and muscular. Well, the sociobiologists would say that, well, they would produce a good, you know, gene pool. You know, that's why we like tall, muscular types. Or something like that. Now, even though you might like somebody and you say, wow, she's beautiful, she's definitely a 10. You know, a lot of people might like a 10, but if you're a 5, then who are you going to end up getting married to? Well, probably someone closer to a 5. We tend to marry people like that. People that are like we are. We tend to really like people that are like we are. And that's homogeneity or similarity. Some people call this the matching hypothesis, that we tend to be attracted to somebody that's like us. In fact, you're apt to stay married, too, if you're married to somebody that's like you are. Of course, the matching part is more than just the physical. Maybe you've seen a couple walking down the street and said, wow, what is she doing with him? Maybe she's a 10 and he's a 3 or something, or the other way around. And what that is, that's when you match up with someone. First, you notice the physical package, but then you start adding things in, like their personality, their job, their intelligence, and maybe when you look at the total, you might decide that they're a good match for you, even if physically maybe they're not. What else? Like, let's see what would be some things that, one would be the same educational background. If she graduated from graduate school and he flunked out of kindergarten, do you think that relationship is going to last very long? Probably not. Like, for example, I recall one student in a 4-year college a long time ago that she didn't go on to graduate school because she was afraid it would break up the marriage. And he'd only graduated from high school. She's graduated from college, and he kept bugging her about being a college graduate. You're so smart. Why don't you do it? Right? Well, you're the college-educated one. You know, that sort of thing. So she didn't want to have even more of a gap, so she actually stayed down. And you might say, because he didn't want to go up. Now, that's kind of too bad. So, we tend to marry somebody similar in education. Often you met them in school. What else should they be the same about? Interests. You'd have about the same interests often, so what else? Maybe the same values? Okay. Same religion? Maybe. Same race? Same age or about? Now, what's kind of the accepted age range? Usually 5 to 10 years, with exceptions, of course. But usually within 5 to 10 years. What else would there be? Socioeconomic status, age, education, race, religion, values, interests, things like that.